Tell me about meeting your wife.
Well, we met at a dance club, and we went to this dance club regular, and we started courting then, and then I told her that I was diabetic. Well, then she came over home with me once or twice and had meals and that, and then my mother explained what to do with the food and how to look after me with the food and that. And I mean, actually, we've been married 46 years and she looks after me brilliant, because without her help, I shouldn't be half as well as what I am now.
Is that really true? I mean, how has she made you more well than...
Well, because if I walk in and she'll say, oh, you're a funny colour, and, you know, you want a biscuit then, but, I mean, sometimes I can't tell that I'm a bit low, but, I mean, she's only got to look at me and say, oh, you want a biscuit, and straight away, and then I'm OK, I'm fine then.
When did you get married?
1958, and we had two children, one fairly early on, 2 years after, and then another one 3 years after, so both girls, Sarah and Sue, and they've been brilliant. They know all about it right from an early age, that if I wasn't right and that, that they knew what to do. So, I mean, they've looked after me as well as my wife.
Have you ever been completely out with a hypo?
Yes, once or twice. I've been out. I collapsed on the floor in the dining room and nobody was about, and the wife had been out and she didn't come back till 6 o'clock at night, and when she came in I was flat out on the floor.
So what happened then?
Well, she just gave me sugar and brought me round. Now that they've got like a glucose strip that you can put underneath your tongue and it dissolves, because when I used to take sugar, you naturally don't want sugar because you know you're not supposed to have it, so you spit it out all over the place. But with this glucose, it just melts under your tongue and you don't know you've had it, and it soon brings you round. On another occasion, I had a hypo in the middle of the night, and the wife couldn't bring me round, so she rang the doctor up, and the doctor came round, and he gave me an injection, glucose injection, and I started to come round. Well, when you start to come round, you can't get your words out properly, and the first words I said was, fancy bringing him out at this time of night? And the doctor looked at me, and anyway, when he went, the wife says, that wasn't very good of you, was it? I says, well, fancy having to fetch him out in the middle of the night. So I went round the next day and apologised to him and said, I'm sorry for what I said to you. And he says, well, that's all right. He says, you look a bit better than you did last night. And he says, don't worry about it, it's all part of the job.
Did you find that GPs knew much about diabetes in those early days?
Well, actually, I didn't really get involved with GPs, because it was easy to get hold of the diabetic nurse, so I could usually ask them. So really, I don't think they did know a lot about it at that time. But if there was any problem, I'd went straight to the diabetic nurse, and if there was any problem, then you could get to see the diabetic doctor. So really, I don't think they did know much about it then.